The executive director of Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azeem, is calling for efficient regulations and institutions to check acts of corruption in the country. Also, citizens must be bold enough to condemn acts of corruption and applaud those who dare to speak out. Mr. Azeem was addressing the 8th West Africa Leadership Conference in Accra. He said non-partisan approach is needed to tackle issues of corruption as well as hold leaders accountable. We bring you a report by Antoinette Abba and Elizabeth Lamte.
Delivering a paper on how to build a corruption-free institution, Mr. Azeem said institutions must put in place a national anti-corruption policies, strengthen the capacity of the judiciary, as well as promote integrity of both the public and the private sector in the fight against corruption. He said weak institutions promote corruption. Mr. Azeem noted that there must be a fair and open system where competent people are recruited and those who do wrong are punished to serve as a deterrent to others. Thus, he said, will attract investors into the country. Mr. Azeem added that a situation where politicians on campaign platforms promise to clean the system but do nothing when they win power is unfortunate. He said until they keep to their words and do as promised, citizens will lose trust in them.
The failure of leaders to tackle corruption can become a self-fulfilling spiral when people no longer take commitments seriously. Because every day you are coming to tell them the same thing. We heard them, even military regimes, saying we are coming to stop corruption. That's why we are taking over power. After 3 years, they become worse than the civilians from whom they took over the power. While elections are often won or lost on the corruption issue. Every politician at the national level will be talking about when I win power, this is what I'm going to do about corruption. The technocrats, it's not only the politicians, the technocrats also take advantage and continue to plunder the state of limited resources. This has been a common feature in Ghana's political history, where the military take power by force of arms, claiming to elected corruption only to abandon that stance.
The West Africa Coordinator of Global Leadership Training, Reverend Dr. Stephen Wingham, said corruption robs society of resources for development, thus further worsening the plight of the poor. He said leadership should sit up and fight corruption to be able to fix the economy.
The need for leaders to be righteous. Righteous means they should resist corruption and they should pursue the interests of the people. There is hope for this country. We shouldn't be despondent. What we are going through is part of national development. The West went through the same thing. Economic crisis is normal. Every country along the line, even America, are going through serious economic crisis. So we shouldn't be despondent.
The 5-day conference brings together civil society organizations, religious groups, and political leaders from Ghana, Togo, Benin, and Cote d'Ivoire. Its focus is to train leaders to become trustworthy leaders and people of integrity who will go the extra mile to turn around the fortunes of the sub-region.